It is 16 minutes away from 8 o'clock on this Thursday morning at the mighty 690 KGGF, where a flood warning goes into effect at 11 o'clock tonight. I wouldn't stay up for it. I'm just saying, you know, you'll know about it. Look who's here. It's Amy Dollar from the Coffeyville Historical Society. How are you today, young lady?
I'm doing really good. How are you?
Oh, well, you know, you see, I would tell you, but I don't want to be responsible for the deep, heart-wrenching anguish you'll feel if I tell you the full extent of my discomfort and pain.
Well, I'm cruel and unusual, so it's all right.
That's what I like about you, Amy.
Oh, good. Well, I made it here on time today.
I'm very happy about that.
I'm real proud of myself.
I was prepared to fill if that was the case, but now we don't have to. We can just go on with the illuminating information you are going to share with us about the Coffeyville Historical Society. What's going on?
Well, you know, it's the beginning of June,
sure,
so
is.
We've got tourism season is kind of in its in its heyday here.
It's getting started, right?
You know, just at the old Condon Bank alone, just yesterday, I had people from three different states. And when I say three different states, I need to include four. I always have to include, or five. We always have Kansas and Oklahoma, but I figure they're a given. We get people from Kansas and Oklahoma every day.
Every day.
But yeah. We have people, you know, from Arizona, Colorado, Kentucky. You know, I had someone Tuesday morning from Belgium. It's very interesting to get to visit with all the different people, but it's really neat how many, you know, people, they come here because they want to see the bank, because
right.
they want to see the Dalton stuff, and how many people are on a big road trip and they say, hey, we're going to move off of Route 66 so we can see.
I wonder if the Daltons would have even gotten out of bed that morning if they knew that their deaths would be such a tourist attraction.
Probably so. They seem like they were kind of dumb.
A little rowdy.
But you know, and it's very interesting. And, you know, people, like, they love to come and they love to walk where the Daltons walked and see Death Alley and see the plaza and go over to Isham Hardware. You know, they played a very – I knew what Isham did, but when we did our fifth grade tours, Dinger came out. And she talked to the kids and told us all everything that Isham did. And it was very interesting because I didn't know. What was cool about it was after all the townspeople took up the guns and they went out and they defended their town and their banks and their people. A couple days later, they had taken all the guns back, cleaned, and, like, money for the ammunition and replaced the ammunition and gave the guns back. I thought that was always, like, a cool... that wouldn't happen today.
No.
They'd be on eBay. Yeah.
So it's
really cool what... And, you know, and what our businesses, like them, they've been the same, owned by the same people for 102 years. And that's really important, too.
Mm-hmm.
So not that not to try and try to plug anything, but that's just
plug
really,
away, baby. That's what you're here for.
It is lots of fun.
Yeah.
It is lots. I am excited about our history every day.
Mm-hmm.
You
do exude enthusiasm. I will give you that.
Yeah, history's cool.
Yeah.
And Coffeyville history is really cool.
Oh, very much so, yeah.
You know, not just with the Daltons, but I was doing some research on the Browns, you know, and I know the, you know, Brown Mansion, they got the big house and the land, and I knew he discovered natural gas, and so I wanted to learn more about him. What I've been researching, and I'm running into a dead end, and I'm sure I'll find it somewhere, was they have tiles, these beautiful green tiles in the dining room fireplace, and he owned a brick factory, and you know, there were brick factories, and there were brick and tile factories, so I was trying to figure out if he made his own tiles that were put in there or not.
Well, I'm sure somebody listening might know the answer to that.
I know, I get down on these little, these little rabbit holes, but it is a lot of fun, it's fun for me, and then when, you know, I give tours at the mansion, and then when people come and they ask questions at the bank, you know, I love to be able to tell people everything. There's everything I can tell them. But if, you know, as far as events go, we don't have a lot going on right now.
Well, it's kind of we're in the sort of on deck period for the big tourist season coming up.
Yes. Yeah, so the next big thing is the fun. You know, they have the movies downtown, but
right.
the Coffeyville Summer Celebration. That's always a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Firecrackers. But we like to encourage people to enjoy all that stuff. But the when I was learning more about the Browns, I was learning about William Pitzer Brown, and he was born in Ohio, and I was trying to figure out how he came to Kansas. And so his dad was a Union commander, captain and commander during the war between the states.
Right.
So after that was over, they came to Kansas, and that's when how William Brown got here. And then he started out working in a lumber yard, and then he bought his own. So then he owned, by the time he built the house, he had two lumber yards, and mm-hmm. he could smell the natural gas outside the lumber yard. So that's how he became, at the time, was the third largest natural gas deposit.
A lot of jokes I could make about discovering natural gas. Would that be like after eating the Taco Supreme plate, or?
Yeah.
You smell that, Jim? I think it's natural gas.
But I thought it was interesting on how, you know, everybody's always a hard worker. I've been doing my own family research, so I was like, everybody was a farmer, and then I was really excited when I found one that was a shoe cobbler and a dressmaker, and I thought that was so cool. But the you know, Mr. Brown, he was very, you know, he was a very hard worker, and it's very interesting. So if you haven't, here's where my plugs come in. If you haven't gone to the mansion, or if you haven't been to the mansion in a long time, I highly recommend going for a tour. Take your friends, take your family. If you go during the week, you catch Linda. Linda is our curator. She's there. She is awesome and knows so many things. You know, and she can get really into detail about things. And then our volunteers on the weekend, they're all great and amazing. And then if you get me, you know, never know what's going to happen. But
or where you'll end up. You know?
Yeah, but it's always a lot of fun, and I always enjoy it. But the thing about Coffeyville that I really enjoy is one, its history, and two, just the amazing people that come and visit. I mean, I just I love it. And my icy machine's kind of messed up right now, the Coke side, so if you're dying for an icy today, you have to have cherry only, waiting for the icy guy to come.
Damn it.
Icy person. But that's my big fun thing. I sit across from the icy machine.
What are the chances of that Coke side getting fixed soon? Right. I mean, just asking.
They said they have an open ticket, but they didn't send me a date they were coming. So I figure if I don't see them in like a week or so, I'll send back a, hey, just want to make sure we don't miss you.
Dudes, you know, we've got to.
This is our peak season.
Yeah, come on. What are we waiting for? You said you were doing some family historical research.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that fun?
Oh, yeah. Super fun.
Yeah. You find things you did not know about your family tree. For instance, on my side, my grandfather, his uncle, was a German politician.
How interesting.
And he stood for election to the Reichstag. He lost. It's our family tradition. He lost to none other than Otto von Bismarck.
Very interesting. Yeah, cool.
Yeah, we were from the Prussian side of Germany, up around Hamburg, okay. That area. Matter of fact, my actual name, my actual last name, there's a town in that part of Germany, same as my last name. So I need to go there someday and just send myself a letter and get the postmark.
So that's what my dad and I were talking about. Mm-hmm. There is a town by, it's around Glasgow, called Dollar.
Right.
And so where our
name... And you have the currency named after you as well. So
where our name came from was there was an orphanage there. And so our beginning ancestor took his name from the orphanage. Mm. We're kind of founded on orphans, but very, very cool. But lately I've been researching my family that lived in Cave Spring, Georgia. Mm. That's where all my people came directly from.
Right out of the cave.
Yes, right. I think they were always there. Mm-hmm. So that's been very fun to go back to, you know, 1700s, 1600s, and see your family. So.
Oh yeah, my family. The furthest back I've been able to trace my family is like in the middle of the 1600s, where there was they called them epitaphs. It's not like the little slogans on a headstone. It was like a big plaque that would be hung up in a church, featuring a prominent local resident. And in this case, the epitaph was for my—I don't know how we're related, but this was about like 1642, and he was like a petty clerk in this small town called Fernham in the Prussian area of Germany. So
it's
weird. It's just weird, is what it is. You see these—they have a little picture of the guy. He's got the long curly wig, you know. I would look good with one of those, I think.
Maybe so.
Get me one of those.
I like the war registrations. That's where I've learned the most about my family. You know, I had a great 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 grandpa, and he had signed up for the war between the states when he was like in his 60s.
Right.
And then I got to follow his roll musters, where he got arrested once, he deserted once, he got hurt. Then his son, but I think his son was also in the same regiment, and they were that was very interested. The first. First Georgia Regiment of the Confederate Army.
We were talking about family members who served in the military back on Memorial Day. And I don't have any family members who fought and died for America. I do have one, though. My grandmother, she met my grandfather on the tail end of World War I. He was an American soldier stationed in post-war Germany. And he married her, brought her back over to the States, along with one of her sisters came over with them. But her brother, Bobby, stayed behind and was a dedicated Nazi.
Oh
yeah, he fought in World War, fought and died in World War II.
That's very interesting.
Yeah, it's well, yeah, okay. You were on the wrong side, Uncle Bobby, but you know, defending your country, I guess.
Yeah, you didn't know that. Yeah, defending your country, you know, like defending your beliefs or your thoughts, or you just kind of got lumped in and signed up, and you're like, well, I got to go with the flow. Or
my uncle, the Nazi.
Well, I had uncles that were soldiers and uncles that were outlaws, and very, very cool to read about. But my cousin's from Lauf, which is a suburb of Nuremberg.
Right.
And my uncle met my aunt, you know, when he was in the army over there. But one cousin lives there now, and one cousin grew up there and goes back and forth. So.
All right. Well, give us your website and how folks can contact you for more info.
So you got to go to visitcoffeeville.com and see it on Visit Coffeeville Facebook. Or if you really want to learn a lot about Coffeeville and have a lot of fun maybe watching a video doing it, you can download the Explore Coffeeville app.
Excellent.
You can go to the Play Store, or you can find one of those QR codes. It's easy. Just type out Explore Coffeeville. All right. It's very fun.
Amy Dollar from the Coffeeville Historical Society, always brightening the studio when you drop by.
Well, thank you.
You're fun to talk to.
Well, thanks.
And we'll continue here in the Mighty 690 KGGF.